I'm here today in the offices of WIDE in Vienna, and with me is Edith Schnitzer, who's the chairwoman of WIDE, and Claudia Tellmeyer, who's the project coordinator or co-coordinator. Edith, first of all, tell me what WIDE is and who it is for.
WIDE is a network, a feminist network with dealing mostly with development policies and development cooperation, watching development cooperation of the Austrian government, as well as looking at feminist approaches in broader areas like the economy, on EU level and women's rights in UN level as well. And yeah, we are a member organization. We have individual members also from the university, and mostly we have organizational members who are NGOs who are working in Austria in development cooperation, doing project work, lobbying and advocacy, as well as educational work in Austria.
What do you see as the vision of your organization?
The vision is to get gender and feminism more integrated in society and to support women, to make them visible, their capacities more visible, and also to see that women's rights are coming into the mainstream, let's say, in globally, locally, yeah.
So what progress do you feel you have made since WIDE has existed?
I think we have made some progress, but it's not so easy to measure the progress because these days there is also some backlash. We have made, of course, we have made progress in terms of that women who are in our network are more, they know what feminism is, they know their rights, but it's sometimes not so widespread in the whole society.
Claudia, how do you see your work as part of WIDE?
Yes, I'm very happy to work with WIDE because in the function as a coordinator, I come together with many women, also at European level, sometimes at international level. So, and we try to offer space for women, mainly working in development organizations, but also beyond, to share their experiences from within their organizations. This is, let me say, our specializations, that we try to support women working in development corporations to put women's rights on the agenda within their organization. This is how WIDE started to work. This is still what we are doing. And we're also going beyond development cooperation, trying to put unequal north-south relations, how we could call it, on the agenda and see what are the effects on women, how is the discrimination of women in many countries related to unequal economic global relations.
And it's important that you work as a network.
This is, of course, very important because we are only two staff persons here at WIDE Austria. We have a small office, and we coordinate the work, and the work is based on the engagement of our members and of the women we work with. We cooperate in alliances. When we make any public activity, we cooperate with other organizations in order to reach out and to really get through sometimes through the media, also often only on alternative media, but also directly to the public, and also we also network with officials, so to trying to be in dialogue and to tell them what we think is needed in terms of policy changes.
Edith, where do you get your funding from?
We get our funding from ADA, which is the Austrian Development Agency, which is the operational part of the Austrian External Ministry for External Affairs. This is our main funding. It's about, I think, 80%. But then we also try to get EU funds for smaller projects, And we have one in the pipeline, which we might get, and it's quite sure that we will get another EU funding. And then we have some membership fees, and we have some sponsorships.
Because
occasionally.
You're a very small organisation, so it's very important that you use all your resources to hit as hard as you can with the people that you're aiming to talk to.
Yeah, of course, there is also a lot of voluntary work there from the women, which is not counted officially, but still it is, and it keeps WIDE also going.
You are operating in Austria, but WIDE operates more widely than just in Austria.
We, as a platform, we are the Austrian platform. We work in Austria, and what I talked about our funds concerns the Austrian funding. But we are also in a wider network, which is called Women in Development, and they are also members, but they do their own fundraising. And yeah, we still have to do some fundraising for our, let's say, coordination of European coordination office. This has not yet developed because it has been newly worked out.
Claudia, what do you think is the most important part of the work that you do?
I think there are two parts which are both important. One, let me say, could be more narrow. This is the part within development cooperation in the more restricted sense of the term and of the area. So this is for us very important and very concrete to bring women on the agenda, to keep women on the agenda. We critically observe a tendency after success in the last 20 years, I think, that really NGOs took women's rights and women as agents of change into their programs in different countries, in many countries. And we see a certain backlash because other interests also play a role nowadays this has always been the case, but nowadays we see it strong, for example, in relation with migration, a certain linkage of linking funding with a security agenda, which of course we criticize. And on the other hand, we have always been working, and I think this is very, very important, although it's very hard to see concrete results, but it's very important to think about and to understand unequal economic relations. So they are the basis for inequalities in developing countries. They are frequently the cause why countries cannot develop and why women's discrimination does not come to an end. Of course, there are also internal problems. We know this very well and not influenced by outside actors. But in terms of inequalities and global inequalities, I think we really have the responsibility to address what the EU and the member states of the EU are doing. For example, in terms of trade politics, just to name EPAs, the economic partnership agreements with African states between the EU and Africa, which are discriminatory for this is a partnership between unequal partners. It does not leave the development chances to countries which need a certain protection of their own economy. But these are the very negative effects of globalization in favor of European countries.
Finally, Edith, what do you think is the most important part of the work that you do at WIDE?
I think, as Claudia said, the work on different levels is important. But the most important part, I would say, to mix into political issues that are going on and to find the right way how to mix into these issues and how to conscientize people in terms of that feminism and women's issues and gender issues are important in all different sectors, like in agriculture, like in in health, like with immigrants and refugees, and in many other sectors it's very important. And it's also how we work with our member organizations, because nowadays gender has to be incorporated in development work, but it still is not at that stage as it should be.
Edith Schnitzer, Chairwoman of WIDE, and Claudia Tallmeyer, Coordinator, thank you very much indeed.
This broadcast has been produced with the financial assistance of the European Union. The contents of this broadcast are the sole responsibility of Front Solidarität, the Cyprus Community Media Center, and the Punjabi Center Desi Radio, and can under no circumstances be regarded as reflecting the position of the European Union.